spring or summer morning, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I'm usually done with it. I get in at, plug it in at 10:30, and then at 12:30, my coworker covers for me, and I go out there and pick it up. I put the scooter in the back compartment, and then drive back to the east lot and park. So I'm ready for another day. And then when it needs to charge, it's got an inverter in it, so I just charge it on my 30-minute drive to and from work.
That's cool. Sounds like you got a hell of a system going there.
Yeah, it does well until they take the wrecking ball to the building, I guess, just like the last month. And then all the Ford employees go to the new building. This one they're doing away with. The ashtrays are full.
Then are you getting assigned to a new building?
Yeah, they can assign me to that cash they gave out at the beginning of the contract. They gave out $50,000 to leave. So who knows? Maybe if they offer that, I'll do that. Otherwise, I'll go to the Enterprise Data Center.
Well, if you're in any situation that you're prepared to take a buyout and retire, that sounds like a heck of a deal.
I'm hoping they offer it again. They offered it before at the beginning of the contract. I think that was 23. You have to sign up in March, but then there's a rumor going around they were going to kick people out in April. One of my coworkers signed up, and they kicked him out November 1st. So I just like didn't know, and I had to wait till October to sign up for the mid-level of Social Security, and it's like, how am I supposed to live on $33,000 for 6 months?
Yep, if that's not your lifestyle, that could be quite the predicament, that's for sure.
So I didn't bother. And I worked the park yesterday on 10 meters. It was kind of hopping. I worked, I got contacted by Portugal, Brussels, and or Belgium, and a German station.
All on 10 meters?
Yeah, all on 10. I tried to work on Italian station, but I don't know. I guess the band, the waves just weren't there. I kept fading out on them.
Well, that's pretty cool, getting all the international contacts.
Yeah, this cycle's different. 25. I got my license in the cycle of 23, and I was able to work all states on 10 meters, and I got the Luz Award for that. And then, I don't know, this one, I can't work anybody local. Well, I take it back. I worked VG3TMG. He was over there in Windsor, but that was probably ground wave. And, I don't know, you can't work anybody except like at the West Coast, or you can work into Europe, or long wave. It's a weird cycle.
Yeah, well, I would imagine it's, at least at the beginning, it's pretty exciting to get, those far-off international contacts.
And there's always the other band.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have enough yesterday, so I went to 15 for a little bit, and there wasn't any action there. So I went to 20 and and I commanded to pile up for about 10, 15 minutes. Is that Sean? KG88 said.
Yeah, morning, Jerry. Morning, Anthony. Yeah, 15 is probably my least favorite band. I've had the least amount of action on 15 of any band. I don't play enough on 12 to have an opinion. And, 15's my, love 17. But, I don't know what it is about 15. Just never really had any success there.
Good morning, Sean. Hey, I was able to get on the sideband net last night. That was pretty cool. I was able to hear, there was probably, I want to say six guys, maybe five, and I was able to hear everybody okay. There was a couple guys that were way, way better than others, but it was a pretty neat thing to do. I'm going to try to get on there as often as I can.
Yeah, let's see if I got it. Yeah, no, it's, you know, if you don't have a noise floor, right now I've got a horrific noise floor and I can't hear anything. And I'm pretty sure it's in my house somewhere. I've done a little preliminary searching, but I have yet to find it. But that's killing me. But normally I have no noise floor at all. And I can hear guys, like there was one guy who was checking in from near Brighton. And he was that's nothing, but I could hear him just fine. So that's the cool thing about 2 meter sideband. You don't need usually really quiet. You can pick people out long ways off. Anyhow, so you'll enjoy it. I'm glad to hear it's all working for you, Jerry.
Yeah, it's one thing I've never done. I take it you must have had to put a beam up for that and stuff.
No, I'm actually just running my dual band antenna. I have a Comet GP6 on the roof of my house and was able to make it work.
Yeah, that... You know, obviously putting up a horizontal beam would be the way to really enjoy or really get into weak signal, 2 meter sideband and stuff. But this particular net, every single night at 8:30, I think, it's the vertical 2 meter sideband net. So most everybody's running just their whatever vertical they got for 2 meter. That's a lot of fun. Everybody, it's a great net. Everybody's on it every night. Usually a pretty good little group.
Any frequency?
Sean may know off the top of his head. I don't remember. It's 144.230 maybe. But yeah, it was cool. I'm glad that I have a radio that'll do it now. Those guys were pretty excited to have somebody check in for the first time. And were very inviting to have me back, so it was pretty neat.
Yep, you are correct, 144.230. And like I said, every night at 8:30, so. But, yeah, it's, Anthony, I don't know if you've participated in any nets at all, but... It's one of the few I participate in. I'm not a big guy for nets. I should say I don't do nets as a rule, but I do like that one. So I don't know what it is. It's just something different about it. Anywho, Jerry, if you got anything that'll do 2 meter sideband, give it a try. It's... It's amazing how far you can hear on 2 meter sideband.
Yeah, I got a ICOM 7100, and I'm pretty sure it's all mode on there. Except for AM, that's right. Terry brought that up. Anthony?
Yeah, Sean, I'll hop on a net when it's convenient, but I have not been somebody that seeks out nets. Now, I will say, when it's something new, like this sideband, or even when I started, I definitely was seeking out nets because it was somewhere that I was able to go and talk to people that I could count on and test my equipment and stuff like that. So I understand what you're saying because now I'm not actively trying to get on nets, but whenever I can and I'm in the car on Monday nights, I always try to jump on the double nickel net, and if there's any other ones that I can find and I'm in the car, I'll always hop on.
No, that's no problem. You know, I just don't. And it's probably an attention span thing more than anything. But I was only bringing that up because I do very much like that 2 meter sideband net. So that was the only reason I brought up me not doing nets, is to demonstrate the exception. So anywho. But they serve a purpose, you know. Like you said, if nothing else, gives you a regular place where you can test your equipment and, you know, you'll have people and get a feel for, you know, well, it ain't working as good as it was yesterday. So you can either learn about propagation or learn about defects in your equipment. There's a lot to be said about regularly scheduled nets. Ah, well, W8FU.
KTA Gate Mobile. I'll have to check that out. Probably not tonight. I gotta gonna activate the park again. But tomorrow night, it'll be a toss up. There's an 80 meter net on Tuesday. So sometime this week. Anthony, KTA Gate.
Hey guys, I'm making the transition from the car to the office. I'm gonna try to hop on the phone app and connect back up with you guys in a few minutes. But Sean, I may try to connect with you in a little while. I got a couple questions about some equipment that'll take about 3 minutes of your time. If you have a minute when I call, just answer the phone and we'll catch up.
Well, if you don't have my number, let me know. I'll get it to you. But yeah, anytime, no problem. And also, I talked to John briefly. He said something about those APXs are exhibiting some strange behavior. So we got to probably get those on the test set. So we'll work it out. Maybe we'll have some time between the holidays. I don't know if you guys are working through the holidays or what. I got a lot of time off coming up here. Okay, I'll let you transition.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you about. So we'll connect this morning maybe and figure out if we can what we're going to do. I appreciate any help you have to offer. I'll try to be back on in a few minutes. I'll call back out when I'm available.
John?
Yep, now he's got some radios that need to get on the bench, so just try to coordinate that. Other than that, I hear he transitioned over to the phone. The audio change. Significant. Anywho, what's the thermal bob say here today? Yeah, warmed up a couple of degrees on the way in. Still got ice on my windshield.
I got in my home neighborhood and I'm down to single digits.
KF8FCC, break.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Ted, and I'm a new guy. I just got my license. I had you on scan. I heard you guys talking, and I wanted to know where this repeater is out of, Bologna.
Well, that all depends on what repeater you're on. This is a linked, this is actually two linked repeater systems. I am currently on the 442.600 in Warren, and I think Jerry might be on the 142.175 out of Detroit. So I'll let him comment on that, but when it comes around to you, you'll have to comment on what repeater you're on.
I'm on the Detroit repeater. Hey, you work at Ford, don't you?
I'm on the 442 repeater, LPS.
Okay, yeah, 442.175. That's the KC8 LPS out of Detroit. Your audio is quite light, so I don't know if you got to get that microphone closer to your mouth or talk a little bit louder, but your audio is a little bit light, and you got a little static in there with you, so it makes it difficult at times. Jerry, what was the question? You said, am I what? I didn't catch it.
Yeah, the guy at FCC, I thought he was the guy that worked with Ford. Maybe not. I might be thinking of somebody else. I've heard you on the Ann Arbor repeater. FCC, go ahead, KG8HZ.
No, sir. I'm brand new. I work at Chevy over in Plymouth. On Plymouth. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Tango, or excuse me, Foxtrot Golf Tango. And you're actually my first contact. I'm just trying. My buddy hooked me up with a bunch of channels, programmed the radio up, and I was trying to holler at him this morning, but I had you on scan, and I picked up you guys. So I thought I'd say hi.
All right, well, real good. Yeah, name here is Sean, and the call is W8FU, so it's not hard to remember. And FGT, Frank Golf Tango. Very good. Got that. Well, welcome. It's an interesting hobby. We've been talking about things like 2-meter sideband this morning, a little bit about nets and whatnot, but there's a whole bunch of things. Parks on the air. Jerry was talking about activating a park today, so it's all fun. And there's a lot of different things you can do, so you'll enjoy it. Jerry?
Yeah, KC8 said. Okay, well, I was thinking of somebody else then. But, yeah, real good. I used to work in Plymouth back at 20 years ago. I think they since sold the plant. Somebody else owns it now. But, yeah, I was going to activate the park. I'd probably leave around 6, get there. I get there about 20 after, and hopefully get my 10 contacts in before the start of the new day. And then pick up the new day, and it's, I make one visit and get two activations.
Yeah, I found there's a lot of stuff to learn, and there's a lot of stuff I certainly don't know. But I'm going to learn it as I go, and I'm okay with that. I was trying to reach the line dot repeater, but my guy says that there's some sensitivity issues on that one, and I probably can't reach it because he's down there and I'm up here, so we'll figure it out as I go.
Where are you at again, and what's your name there? Might know of some alternatives, depending on where you're trying to work, and Did we have somebody else chime in? I thought I might have heard something. Somebody jump in. If not, Jerry, go ahead and take it.
Being in Plymouth, you should be able to access the Wyandotte. Although it is, I forget how high that hospital is. But the elevation's lower there from Plymouth. I'm guessing probably 100-foot elevation higher up the Plymouth area, because it's down there right on the shore of, it's right on the Detroit River, almost to the mouth of, well, not quite the mouth of the Lake Erie. KGHZ. Go take a look, see if it's up.
Yeah, copy. My name is Chad, C-H-A-D, and I'm on Plymouth Road. I misspoke earlier. I'm at Plymouth and Farmington in Livonia. The Wyandotte repeater is ran by the buddy of mine that got me started in this. He told me yesterday they had to do a little tinkering and tuning on that repeater.
Yeah, well, that's not uncommon. They're like children. They always need attention. So you get a stretch where you don't have to go visit one and do something, and you just consider yourself lucky. man, but yeah, from where you're at, that's a little bit of a haul. You should be able to make it. So I don't know. I don't know much about it. Sounds like Jerry does. But if it's got sensitivity issues, then there you have it. That's probably out for you right now. So there's probably other ones. Your buddy frequents. I mean, obviously, you could both do this one. But, of course, this one is connected up to about 20 repeaters. So this one has people from Saginaw and Bay City and all around Metro Detroit. All over the place, out toward Lansing. So a lot of repeaters in this system here.
That's good to know. Yeah, he uses that one, and he said the one at the GM Ren Center was a pretty good repeater for reaching out. So I live in Lincoln Park, so I'm just kind of feeling out. I went onto that repeaterbook.com and picked some out, and when I saw him, he modified to give me a big old list of stuff. Program.
Got it? Yeah, the Wyandotte's up and running. I went on there and said test, and then I signed off. And it's up on top of the, used to be the Wyandotte Hospital. It's part of the Henry Ford Hospital cabal. Sean?
Yeah, okay. Well, the owner says something about it's got poor sensitivity, so that could be the factor. I don't know what Chad's running there as far as the radio goes, but it sounds like maybe just a handheld, the way it's... suspiciously fading every now and again. So a handheld from Livonia is probably going to be a real challenge for that one, even if it were up to snuff. But like I said, the owner said it's got some sensitivity issues. So that probably explains it. And yeah, the GM is a real good one. That one, you know, can be pretty busy. I don't know if they have it permanently connected on All-Star to some sort of network, but there's a lot of traffic on it when they have that morning brew thing going, and I think I'm pretty sure it's always connected, but I don't know. Connected repeaters are nice, but they also, you know, they're also kind of a pain if you just want to chat with a couple of people like we do here on 20 different repeaters and drive people nuts. Anyhow, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, I just have a QRZ1 handheld. I do have the long antenna on it, but I am inside the building, and I have a tendency to wander around pacing the floor, so that might have explained some of the fade. But I have to now get started and pour some coffee in my neck and have my breakfast and get to work. So I'm going to keep a listen out for you guys and just kind of listen and learn. Well, that's the key. Just, listen and you'll pick up a lot. There's a lot to do, a lot of fun. And there's no shortage of people that are willing to get you going and help you out. So welcome aboard once again. Catch you later. KF8FGT. Did I get that right? We'll catch you later from W8FU. Jerry?
Yeah, you got that right.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And this is KF8FGT, and I'm clear.
7-3, Chad, nice to make your acquaintance. Man, they sure were right. It's a 7 at my house.
Well, I'm sitting at the Starbucks drive-thru about a half mile from my work, and it says 18, so we got a heat wave going up here.
Yeah, it was double digits at World Headquarters. I think it was 14 or something. But, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I got this thing in my Bronco Sport in the passenger seat. They call it auto exec desk, and it sits in the passenger seat, and I just run my 891 off of that.
Auto exec, you run it off that, what is it, some sort of a battery or something?
No, it's a salesman's desk. It's got a pull-out drawer underneath the desk with the non-slip stuff to it, and a guy down in Florida, YouTuber, he turned me on to it on one of his videos.
That's right. I think you were talking about that the other day. Goes in your passenger seat, kind of levels it out, and gives you a work surface. That's not a bad idea.
Hey, if I give you an email, you'll be able to pass me your phone number?
Sure, but I'm not in a position to take down the email, unless it's easy.
There's the one that's on QRZ. I got that one already.
I'll get that. If you email me there, I can get you the number.
Real good, because I wanted to briefly ask you about my situation with my car and stuff, the mobile. I don't know. Did I do okay today, or was I kind of staticky on this one? I know I can't access the Ann Arbor repeater in the mobile. They complain once I get into my wooded area, but that thing's on 2 meters, so propagation's a little different. KG8 gets that.
You're extremely loud.
Yeah, no problem. You've been great the whole time. I didn't detect any fading or anything. I gotta pay for my coffee here. Hold on.
All right, I'll keep the microphone farther away then. KG8 Dead Mobile.
Okay, coffee in hand. I am pretty much on target. All systems go.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've seen this other YouTuber, the guy's out of Wisconsin. He's got pretty popular. He sells a copper J-pole. He likes the pedal.
I think he's, a lot of his videos are pretty professionally done. I think he's got like a degree in video art stuff, or, you know, the TV kind of background. Anyway, he was saying that the state of Virginia has banned us from hunting grounds and lake areas for POTA.
I wonder how they justify that, or how they can do that. I mean, if you're legitimately at the park, who are they to say? That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe people putting spikes in the ground, or, you know, putting their antennas up in the trees. I know the DNR for Michigan has an issue with the tree thing. But, I don't get it. You know, and they're vulnerable to, like, nor'easters and the occasional hurricane. You know, don't want to bite the hand that feeds you when all your communication goes down.
Yeah, no, it seems odd to me that they would, that they would have a problem. I mean, what are people doing down there? I've been to a few POTAs, and it's a big deal with the trees. You throw a line up over a branch, and are people pulling branches down or something? Seems like any branch that would come down with a wire antenna probably was coming down anyhow. I don't know. Weird. Just, there's got to be something that explains their position on that. You know, we're not privy to. Having said that, I could see hunting areas during hunting season. I could see that.
Yeah, but then if you're in orange and stuff, it's kind of blending in with everybody else. I don't know. You know, like, most of the places, we just hardly venture out of the parking lot. So, I don't know. Unless the guy's just got a beat in general with amateur radio, he doesn't, I don't know. He's an oddball, and he's social oddball, but yet he's in this position of power where he can,
But you're saying that they actually did, the state actually did, so it isn't some guy, it's something they did. I'm going to look that up. So, all right, I'm just pulling up here at work. I'm going to get parked and get inside and start my day. So, have fun, and we'll catch you later. Oh, no, you didn't. Somebody parked, yep, somebody's parked in my spot. Oh, man, even with signs, good grief. All right, after yours, W8FU.
Okay, yeah, 7-3. According to the video, they had, the POTA people had to unlock all those sites so that you couldn't access them anymore. They do something with the web page so that they're not accessible. Oh, well, I hope it isn't a trend. KG887, have a good day.
KCKJO.
WABBD. Serve these huge platters of all kinds of
seafood. It was insane how much food they give you.
Yeah, I had to go to Redondo Beach, and I'm not sure if it's still there or not, but there was a really good fish market down there on the boardwalk, down along the, the pier. And then there was a little ice cream shop down there, but I haven't been there, in like over 30 years.
Yeah, it might still be there, but I think this place was a fish market, but also a restaurant, and they just have these platters you can get, and one of them's got it's got lobster, shrimp, scallops, potatoes. It's huge, and we didn't order the big one, but we saw people who did, and it's just like this massive thing, and I had to go over and say, mind if I take a picture of this? it was just like. And I saw, one couple eating one of those big things. I said, no, I don't know how they could possibly eat that. But it was fun. We did a whale watching from there. Went out on a boat and saw some whales. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I used to do that too off of Point Vincente Park, which is just south of Redondo Beach. By farmer cars and all that, and that was great, watching the whales. The only thing I didn't get to do is go over to Catalina Island. It was really cheap to take a helicopter ride over there. I just never did it, never had time. But it's something that you and the wife should do, helicopter ride over there to Wrigley Mansion, and you can check it all out. It's really beautiful over there.
Yeah, she's not into helicopter rides. There's been a number of crashes with tourist helicopters recently. It's kind of frightening, but anyways. I've only been in a helicopter once, and that was up in Alaska with a tour of the glacier when I landed on the glacier. That was pretty cool.
Helicopter ride I took was with the LA County Sheriff's Department. Drove down to Long Beach and flew with a bunch of deputies, and that was awesome in its own right.
Oh, okay. Were you involved with law enforcement out there?
Yes, I was a deputy explorer, LA County Explorer. I was in there, in that program, my senior year of high school, and then got out, and I was a guard for a while at LAX, and then I ended up getting a job with the Sheriff's Department as a court liaison officer.
Oh, I bet that was fun. Okay, escape here. I worked with the West Bloomfield Police Department for a short period a number of years ago as their technical support. Got to play around with the radios and all their other computers and fun stuff. I really enjoyed that. I was really sorry that I had to leave that job, but other things came up.
I was a CLO, CSO, so I was a court liaison officer and a community services officer. It was a civilian position, but I was 1 foot in the door for a deputy sheriff in 1980, and I was asked to come back to Michigan to help family run a business. Then I would have been a deputy sheriff and retired. But that didn't happen. Plus the way I looked at my age at 19 and a half, they would have put me in narcotics, and I didn't want to go back into the schools and be like 21 Jump Street. Wasn't too keen on that.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, fun. I was civilian too, but I actually had a badge number. And an ID, just didn't have an actual badge, and no authority. But I came with a lot of nice perks, and I got to kind of got to shooting down in their shooting range and got to play around with all their fancy equipment. I did a lot of FOIA requests, you know, pulling audio and video stuff off the cars for court cases. And it was always fun watching those, you know, all of these lawyers getting their videos for to try to get their clients off for something they did, and then I sit there and watch it and go, guilty, guilty. This isn't going to help their case at all.
No, I didn't do anything like that. But when I was in high school being an explorer, they actually brought me in as a undercover buyer of alcohol. You know, because I was under 21, but there were stores that were selling alcohol to underage. So they used me, and I did 4 or 5 of them, if not more. You know, it was pretty cool because I didn't have to go to school. You know, I was called in by the sheriff's department, and you know, the school, you know, couldn't do anything about it, kind of thing. So I was on special assignment, more or less. And yeah, I go in there and buy booze with marked bills and receipts and everything else like that, and never lost a court case on that.
Now, did they supply you with, like, a fake ID, or were they selling even, you know, without a checking ID?
Oh, no. I use my regular ID and marked bills. And, I mean, they took a picture of me beforehand for court. And then we went to different areas that they knew that they were selling to minors. And I go in there and buy it, and they sell it to me every single time. I had, like, maybe 2 that checked for ID and refused sales. Besides that, I was buying left, right, center. Just go in there, get a specific type with the exact change or whatever. They give me a receipt. I walk out the door with the bag and the change and the receipt, and then the deputies would go in there and find the store. Write them citations and court appearances and stuff like that, so it worked out.
I'm surprised they even gave you a receipt. So they just, you just walk up, throw the beer or whatever and the money on the counter, and they just take it, no questions asked, kind of thing?
100%. They said go to the beer cooler or whatever else, get this 6-pack of beer, here's a bill, and get a receipt. So I do that, ask for a receipt, they give me a receipt, they put it in a paper bag, and put the receipt in the paper bag and walk out. Walk and sat down on the detective's car, go, here you go, and patrol officer come over there and walk in and say, you just sold alcohol to a minor. And I'd walk in with them, they go, oh crap, kind of thing, and they say, the bill is in your machine, this is the bill, this is the serial number. Yeah, so it was like a little sting operation. It was pretty cool. I learned a lot from doing that, because when I went back to, came back here to help family run a 7-Eleven, I knew exactly what to look for on fake IDs, and I was quite the popular individual with Sterling Heights Police with fake IDs.
Very cool. Okay, I'm at work here, so it sounds great. Talk to you later. Have a good day. KPR.
All right, enjoy the day. Have a good day, KCKGO.
At 8H Mobile, somewhere on M68 heading towards Roger City.
I got part of that. I didn't get your full call. This is Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
I was trying to dial, so hopefully I still got November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel is the call.
I got it just in November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Got it.
Yeah, we're still here on M6. Here in Sheboygan County, headed towards Roger City today, doing software updates. It's a wonderful time.
wrong seat for a camera issue? And they're like, no, this is the wrong site. You gotta go to the other one. I'm like, which one is that? They go, Sheboygan. So it's from my house in Memphis. 5 minutes to drive over to Sheboygan, and it ended up going over the bridge for pasties for lunch. And of course, getting fudge in Mackinac City, and then home for the day. 12-hour day, got paid for it all. I'm not surprised I'm still here now. Quite a way away from it. Yeah, it sounds like you're at the end of your rope, though. I got like every other word on that one. JCKJO. I'll be here when you get in a better area, I think. All right, mobile.
WAPD mobile.
F-A-G-I-C. I think I heard Jack. I was scanning. Is that you, Jack? CFADS.
That's me. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing okay. Just living life. And trying to survive Holleroot.
Always. Never go wrong with that. Trying to survive, you're right.
Yeah, if you're thinking of going to Costco, don't. It was a good lunch, though. I love eating cheap.
Must be busy, huh? I heard they were busy all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And sometimes you look at their carts. Question, like, you really need all that, but, like, they probably...
And, you know, I used to go there, I used to spend $100 back then, not now, saying back then, and you get about a whole basket. Now you go spend $100, you get only a quarter of the basket.
Yeah, that's true. I only get certain things. Like, I get water, like some of the flavored waters I like. And what else do I get there? You know, like snack foods, like the frozen snack foods that you heat up that, you know, you don't want to make a full meal at Kid Bucket.
Yeah, I know that too. I think frozen food, a few frozen foods, and I like that fresh counter. I don't know if you know that or not. There's a fresh counter, and they have like a little, you know, snacks, you know, like a sandwich snack or something like that, chicken and all that. And that's what I like.
Oh, yeah, we do that, too. We go to BJ's for that, though. I think BJ's, at least for what we like to eat, they have a lot better selection over there. And, you know, the one thing I like about that store is, like, you can use your phone to scan your items. So if you only have, like, three items, you just scan on your phone, and then you pay right there on your phone. The only thing you have to do is show them the barcode on your phone as you walk out, and you're done.
He was saying, Sam Club got the same thing. You even get gas on your cell phone.
Yeah, I don't know why Costco hasn't implemented that, because all their competitors have it. And I just don't understand. But maybe there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. But I would probably shop there more if they had that service.
They're going to have it, but not right now. They're probably trying to work, some kind of discount or something like that. I don't know exactly, but they're trying to work something to do that. Because, you know, if you look at they were with the American Express, and they have not done that. Then they came out, you got to scan your card. So probably their system is not up to the date, like Sam's Club at BJ.
Oh, that's probably what it is, but I mean, I like the world that we live in. We can just pay with our phones now. We just tap to pay, and it's interesting. I mean, I carry cash with me, but I barely need to use it.
Yeah, I carry cash too, but I don't use it. I use my credit card, but now Costco, you know, even if you go to a restaurant, now you get a discount. Any restaurant you go to, like dining out, something like that, you get a discount, like, I believe it's, I'm not sure, I think it's 1%. Before it was not doing that. And if you go shopping somewhere else, you get 2%. Then the gas is different. They changed it.
Okay, yeah, so I've got, like, the Amazon card. You know, because we buy so much stuff from Amazon, and I think that just using that card and getting the bonus stuff out of that, all the other memberships that we get, you know, I think, like, if I use the Costco card, you know, then there's a membership, I just think I get more reward if I just stick to one card.
I like Costco because now they got more, you know, percent for you. So like I said, breakfast. Nobody has a breakfast. No Sam's Club or BJ. You can go to a breakfast and you get a discount. And you go shop somewhere else, you get 2% discount.
See what you're saying. All right, Jack. I'm fluttering. So there's no fluttering over here. I have the small antenna on my car, so I'm gonna let you go. But I'll chat with you in other places and over here and all that stuff. So I'll talk to you later. I'll listen out though. KF8S.
Hi, Dave. We'll chat again. Take care. I'm almost home anyhow.
KF8DRC. KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing? KFA VRC.
Well, not so bad so far there, Jack. Hopefully you're doing good. Now, we'll have to start a new talk group here, you and I. Instead of Jack and Jill, it'll be Jack and Joe. How about that?
I don't know if you ever heard that one. Jack and Jill went up the hill. They never came back.
I think Jack and Joe went up the hill, and they're coming down the other side. One is old, and the other one's older. We don't know what's going to come of that.
So however you want to call it, it's the same thing. To me, it's the same thing. I don't know about you.
Jack, we'll call it Jack and Joe are over the hill, and Jill is shortly behind them.
Yes, you're right. Well, Joe, I'm on my destination. I'm almost at home. So good talking to you, and good to hear you out there. We'll talk again. KFA,
VRC. Yep, I just want to say hello. I don't get on GMRS anymore much. Need to turn on the radio, see if anybody's on it. Of course, that's where you started. Now you're on this one for obvious reasons. So, good deal. Have a good day. Talk to you another time, hopefully, God willing. KE4ZYQ, clear. Listening out.
Hi, Joe, again. Good talking to you. Take care. KFA, DRC.
WDA-KLO. Kilowatt Delta 8, Victor Charlie Papa.
KE8RUH. Excellent, taking a call. I'll be back.
Are you off the phone?
Yeah, I just got off the phone. What's going on, Sean?
I was just thinking, you know, I live real close to John. I could easily pick those up. And then I could put them through their paces at my leisure. And we could take it from there.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm not, I am asking everyone for favors. So I'm definitely able to do whatever works best for everyone.
Well, probably be better if you just sit this out. Like I said, I'll get a hold of John, and I'll make a point to swing by and get him one way or the other. I don't know if he's going home from work before the meeting tonight. Maybe I'll try to coordinate with him out there at the meeting. Get him. And then I go from there. So, anyhow, just end up being a lot easier to do it like that than trying to coordinate something with the crazy schedules everyone's going to have with the holidays.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, what meeting do you guys got tonight? I heard somebody on DMR earlier talking about a meeting.
I believe it's the ARPSC, administrative, they get together and discuss, they're working on some projects and stuff like that. They usually, I don't know where it's at, but they usually do a restaurant somewhere up near my shop. But like I said, I could catch John somewhere along the way. He and I aren't far apart. He lives about 2-3 miles from me. So I could arrange to get the radios from him and then go from there. But I'm going to be in the shop tomorrow, so if I don't get them tonight, then there'll be no rush because I won't be back in a position to do anything about it until next Monday, Tuesday. So we'll be out and fix that.
Sounds good, yeah, fine by me. It doesn't, no skin off my back, I just, it'd be cool if we got them functioning appropriately so that I could use them, and I just appreciate everybody's help to get them in working order. It's, definitely appreciated.
John, you, listening here, WUO. That's a mumbly tongue twister, isn't it?
It certainly is a tongue twister. I know he monitors sometimes. I don't know that I've ever heard him out here. John, if that was you, you didn't make it in very well. But you may be talking to Sean on a different mode right now, for all I know. So I'll just be standing by. KE8RUH. Sean, you still out there?
Yeah, John and I were just coordinating over on P25 to hand off the radios tonight. So he's going to get a hold of me when he leaves the meeting tonight, and we're going to connect up, and then I'll get the radios, and if everything goes well, I should be able to get those both scoped out, figured out tomorrow during the day. Kind of a hook them up and then walk away kind of a thing.
Fantastic, thank you.
Got carrots? You ever get those little baby carrots in a bag?
What was that? Were you asking if I ever get baby carrots in a bag?
Yeah. I get carrots and I keep them around to munch on them when I feel like grazing.
Ah, okay. Yes, we do buy those sometimes in my house.
So I got a bag here, and I felt compelled to open them on my drive home and have a few. You ever notice, though, they're all good, but every once in a while you pull one out and it's got kind of a weird flavor. The texture and flavor, just like, you look at it, everything looks fine, but it's just like, bitter. Like one in 20 has got some sort of a goofy flavor. Anyhow, I just bit into one of those is all.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Anyhow, so, yeah, John will get a hold of me. And then we'll meet up. I'll get those things scoped out, and then we can make arrangements to get them back to you. So should be fairly easy. It'll be just a lot easier than us trying to coordinate. Just I don't work another Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday from till the first after the first. So.
you know, we got to hit one of the Monday, Tuesday windows between now and then. And I got a couple of days I got to burn that may even have me off one or two of those. And there's only one more of those this week, two next week, and then a couple before Christmas. Yeah, it's not going to be easy to slip in those couple of days I got to get in. Although I got to do it.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I have, I think, 6 days left that I work this year. So it's pretty exciting, and it also is a little nerve-wracking how much work I have to get done in the next 6 days.
And I got to keep stopping these carrots or I'm going to be pooping orange. But, yeah, I used to, when I had kids your age, you know, your kids' age, I'd always take, you know, the whole, we get Christmas and Christmas Eve off, then I would take the other 3 days and try to make a real long, you know, couple of weeks vacation out of it for, you know, half the expenditure. But now that my kids are gone empty nest, there's really no difference. And it's actually kind of quiet. Again, the Maytag repairman between Christmas and New Year's around our shop, so I'm not as inclined to take it off anymore now that I don't have kids to deal with. But still, I'm gonna take a little bit off. So yeah, whatever. Just got a lot of time off here, so it's I got to do that. And then Phil and I got to meet up with him for something as well. He's got a Motorola radio. I got to see if we can figure out how to program. And he's leaving, going out of town. So what the heck are you honking at? Grief. Boy, people getting upset about nothing. It's got nothing to do with me, but a car pulled out and somebody honking at it for pulling out. There was absolutely no, they didn't do anything wrong. They just pulled out in the traffic. Ah, well, anyhow, I know you're not seeing it, so never mind.
Yeah, I'm taking the days off, just like you said. My daughter's home, my wife's a teacher, so she's home, so, you know, it's a good time. Everybody's around, and we get to go do stuff, but I can imagine at some point being like you in that nobody's around at work, so it's a pretty low speed couple of weeks, so it's not bad to be there, and then take those vacation days some other time, but I'll get there someday maybe, but I surely do enjoy taking those 5 days, 6 days, and making it 2 weeks because of the holiday.
Good afternoon. Well, I'll tell you, I would, you know, it's a good consolation, you know, to kick your feet up and watch cat videos work days between New Year's and, you know, and Christmas and all that. But I'd rather have the 2 weeks off and little ones running around the house all playing with their new toys and stuff like that. I'd take that back any day. So don't rush it. Enjoy it while you got it. What's up with T-Tom Terrific?
Hello, to the Cherokee Walrus. Yeah, I got vacation days I don't know what to do with.
Well, that would make sense, Tom. If I remember correctly, the last 2 years, before this year, you took all your vacation time because of big surgeries. So you probably don't know what to do with your time this year.
That's right. Tom was off for his surgery this time last year, I think. Yeah. Behind a stainless steel dumpster. God, those things are ugly. Tom?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is, you know, I take my week off for the fair. I mean, I took some vacation days here and there. But I have so many vacation days, I don't know what to do with them. I mean, if I don't use them, then, you know, it's no big deal. I'll just reset it January 1st. But, yeah, What do you do with 5 weeks of vacation and 5 sick days and 5 floating holidays? You know, running out of options.
Yeah, I can imagine that that much time off can be a little difficult to take. You could probably take, like, almost every Friday off for the whole year. That's, what, about 35 days off, I think, is the amount of days you just explained. That's an awful lot.
Well, when you say it just resets in January, let's say you got 1 week. Let's say you got 1 week left on your 5 weeks vacation for this year. Does it roll over? Do you get your 5 weeks plus that five, or do you just lose that five? Because if you're losing them, man, you got to find a way to take them.
Well, what happened last time, over the last 2 years, is they actually did a buyback of up to 10, I think. I can't remember. And I had like a week left over both years, even after surgery. And, you know, they just sent me an extra check, but they're not doing it this year for collective bargaining units. So I think I can probably roll over a week. I've been doing that for years, so it gives me 8 weeks next year. But it's like, darn if you do, darn if you don't, you know, kind of thing if you use them. You know, I can't afford to go anywhere on vacation, and I can't afford to take a vacation, you know, trying to get bills back in line.
Yeah, that puts you in quite the pickle there. If they're not buying them back, and then, you know, they're... Like you said, there's only so many days you can take off to just hang out, and the work starts getting backlogged and things like that. But Sean's right, if they're not buying them back, you should have been taking every Tuesday off or something silly just so you could sleep in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If, you know, you can't take a, you know, week-long vacation to the Bahamas, then, you know, have a lot of four-day and weekends or... You know, wait until, you know, on the 4th of July, take the Friday before so you get, you know, so you get a 5-day, you know, 4-day weekend. You know, just do them strategic like that. You know, around Thanksgiving, take, you know, take those 3 days and give yourself a nice solid week. Just find ways to do it. That's what I do. You know, I just take, you know, a lot of, my son is, his days off are Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I take a lot of Wednesdays and Thursdays off during the year, you know, and then he and I can do things on, that's his weekend. So I've done that. So you find something, right? You don't have to take a vacation per se, but I find ways to make it meaningful. And then sometimes I just, you know, have a sick work day, you know, and I just, yeah, I'm going to take Friday off or something like that. If it's PTO, it's got to be in advance, so, you know, so there's that. But, yep. Make sure you get it, though. That's the point, is make sure you get it. And so it sounds like they'll let you roll some over. We have a buyback program. I'm very similar to you. I got like 5-something, not quite 6, but I only get 6 sick days anymore, and we don't have any floating. Well, we have a floating. No, I think we got rid of the floating holiday. But we get like, I forget how many holidays we have. We have an ungodly number of holidays. We get everything off. All them crazy bank holidays, you know, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, you know, Election Day and even years, and, you know, Juneteenth was our newest one they added in there. So we get all those, you know, but just find a way to make it work for you, you know. Day here, day there, 3-day weekends, and 4-day weekends where you can. Heck yeah. W8FU.
And I'm sure my boss says he'll work something out with me, because like I said, my coworker is the same way. He has as many years as I do, so we both have 7 points, you know, with PTOs and sick days and stuff like that. I mean, he took Friday and Monday off this weekend because he's over 50, you know how that goes. And, but yeah, so not only am I running, you know, his runs and my runs, but because we got a guy off in medical right now in Saginaw, he handles Saginaw and Flint, I'm picking up some of his runs as well. they're both like buried to the eyeballs and runs. Plus, I'm doing an installation that's taken forever to do, and that's a whole system build. So, and I'm one of the very few people that can do it.
Hey guys, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm gonna hop out and get in the house. Good talking to you guys this afternoon. Sean, just keep me updated on the status of those radios. Like I said, not in a super rush. Very appreciative to the effort that's going into it. This is KERUH, and I will catch up with you gentlemen in the morning.
Okay, will do. We'll just, I have no idea what's going on with him. He just said something about low audio, so let's just get him on the bench and run him through the test jig and find out where we're at. All right, I'm about a block from my house as well, so I'm right behind you. But not quite there yet. Yeah, Tom, we get some buyback. A few times a year, they'll let us buy up to 40 hours back, so we can sell back 80 hours. And I never do, and then I always end up like this at the end of the year. I probably should, but I do like taking those, you know, 3-day weekends, and a lot of times I just like, I ain't coming in tomorrow, take off, so I don't lose any sleep. But I look at my calendar, as long as there's nothing, mandatory I got to do or anything like that, then I just, I pull a day here and there. So you should be able to do that. Hey, whatever. You know your situation. But I'm just about home.
Yeah, I'll probably do that next year. Anthony73K, if he's still audible, or can hear us. And on a side note, I picked up some of those little ball things that they were talking about on Discord with the tri-band over there at Micro Center. And yes, they actually do 220.
Just an artifact, or do they legitimately do 220? But I guess they do 220, they do 220. Do they advertise them as such?
Yeah, those EV5RXs, yeah, it says it does 220, 2-meter, and 440. So I'm like, okay. So I programmed in a 220 frequency in Lansing, put the offset in it, and the PL, and yes, it does. So not like the original 5R, where I put in 220 CGK it up, it kills it. They actually do transmit 220. So I put two on hold, never picked them up because the line was too long, and I bought three of them. I'm just playing with them. They're a little bit smaller, but they're neat little radios. Something to play with for $9.
It's amazing what you can do when you have no standards to meet. God, I'd love to see how they're deriving 220 out of those. No, I wouldn't. All right, I'm at home. Hey, if it does it, it does it. We'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Enjoy the evening. Don't forget to pet Ty tonight for dinner.
I am a plumber.
What'd you fix? And plunging your big duty doesn't count.
know, but in the process of discovering what I don't know, just a leaky pipe under the sink that was connects from the garbage disposal to the drain that goes in the wall, and it's was rusting through and dripping. So on my way to Home Depot.
Well, diagnosing something and then fixing it is certainly one of those manly man moments. You can puff your chest out, pour yourself a drink. You got to wait until you fix it, though. But then you can sit there and just bask in the glow of the manly manness of fixing your plumbing.
Yeah, this is either one. So it's 5:06 now. This is one of those that's going to be fixed at 5:25, or it's going to be fixed at midnight. So we're about to find out. But anyway, Home Depot is only 2,500 feet from my house, so I'm going to sign out and head in. Wish me luck. KABD.
Break a leg. It could be.
D-A-K-L-L-K-F-A-D-I-C.
W-D-A-K-L-L, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? I just got home about a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, just trying to stay warm. That's all.
I heard a bunch of snow coming tonight and tomorrow and the day after. That's what I heard.
Yeah, depending on where you're at. Yeah. Could be upwards of 6 inches, and some places it might even be some freezing rain.
Yeah, we don't want no freezing rain, that's for sure. We won't have no antenna out there. You got to go out there and shine it up.
Oh, we just crank up the power, Jack. It melts it all off.
I wish I had 1,200 voltage power out there. That's all you need to go crank that up. You're right.
Still there, Jack?
Yeah. I think later on I'm going to go on the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, yeah, that's tonight's our net, isn't it? Is that an 8 or 9?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be, I don't know, probably watching a Monday night football game. That's about it.
what was playing.
Philadelphia Eagles and Los Angeles Chargers.
Los Angeles is going to pull it.
You mean Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, that's the guy out there. You got his name right.
Yeah, wrong team, though. he's for the Rams, but yeah.
Actually, what channel? KFA, TRC?
ABC.
And what time does it start?
8 o'clock, Jack. WDAKLL.
I mean, I gotta watch half. Another half goes to Saginaw. that's all right. No big deal. I get to them.
Or you can do like me. I got Bluetooth. I can sit and watch the game here and listen to the net as well.
No, I'm gonna have to do it a different way. I'll turn the box on. Watch it on the box instead of on the regular TV and go on the net.
That's a pretty cool keychain you got there, you guys got made the other day.
Yeah, but that guy made a mistake, big mistake. I don't know where he's from. He should know how to spell Detroit.
Yeah. Yep. Should have corrected them there. She probably would have made you a new one.
You know, I just was. I guess I didn't see it that good. I didn't have my glasses on because it was between the glasses. And he shut that box down a little bit, and he started, you know, I guess he started doing those the letters and also the numbers. And I didn't have my glasses on. I just picked it up just like that without looking at it good.
Yeah, I honestly, don't point it out. Nobody even say nothing. I didn't notice it until you said something.
No, until Eric said something. Uh-oh, what'd you get? One of them keychains. Put the wrong writing, that's all.
What's it supposed to say and what does it say?
It's supposed to say Detroit. He put an N after, he put an I and N.
Detroit?
A second on that. I gotta get it.
Because that'd almost be a word, Detroitin. I'd be Detroitin. Anyhow, good evening, gentlemen. In here for a minute while I'm making my final approach home.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I got a great coat that I picked up last winter. And I cracked it out, forgot how good it was, and I got my big furry Russian hat on. And you know what? Bring it on.
That's great. Yeah, it's cold out. We're going to get some snow here in the next couple of days, so you're ready for it, sounds like.
So I bought a set of, a pair of felt pack, you know, like Sorels. And those are, you know, they're great for when it's snowy and, you know, and all that. And they're toasty warm. But I got to get something. I got, like, nothing in between. It's like I've got tennis shoes or I've got them, you know, monster boots. I need to find a good warm boot that can handle a little snow. And that'd be good. But my feet get cold. So
That and gloves. I got to learn to keep gloves with me because, you know, and of course, if you're in the car, it doesn't really matter, but it's all a matter of how much I can tolerate outside the car without those items.
Jen says, my better half says you need to go online and order the alpaca socks. Alpaca or alpaca? Alpaca.
Okay, so not like the animal, which would be alpaca. So alpaca sounds like the something. Alpaca. I don't know what paco is. Are they like a wool, or are they electric, or what's the story?
Oh, we're getting an official description here, but they're kind of wool, and they're really comfortable. They're kind of expensive. Pacas. How do you spell it? Hold on, everybody, she said. They're nice. My sister bought us all up here. And,
Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Well, I'm going to look at that as soon as I get home, which is like right now. I'm just backing in the driveway, so we'll have to see. Are they thick? Because that might be an issue. I might have to get a bigger boot.
They're extremely warm, but also, it's kind of weird to say this, but, like, if your feet are sweaty, like, your feet won't sweat in these because they're, like, completely wool, and I don't know, they're amazing socks. You can't go wrong with a pair of these.
Well, I'm going to look them up as soon as I get inside, and you just reminded me, I had a really good set of winter socks that I bought last year, and I think those are still floating around. I never wore them. So, wouldn't that be funny if those were those? All right, well, thanks for the tip. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to jump inside, get on the radio from in there. W8FU.
Yeah, no problem. They also make really good Christmas gifts. They have cool colors and, like, different styles and that, so... All right, go get warm.
WDAKLO.
Ah, that's how they spell. He spelled it DETROINT.
Detroitant? Oh no, you didn't. All righty. Well, it's unique. WFU.
All right, Sean. Take care. KFABIC.
Jack, we'll chat at you later there, bud. WDAKLO clear.
Hi, Greg. You'll hear me. I'm just tagging up. And I like that ABC anyhow. I like that football. Philadelphia, it's my... My brother's son, he's there in Philadelphia, so.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're struggling a little bit, but not sure where they're at in the playoff hunt. But, yeah, we'll be watching. Probably listening to WDAKLO, clear.
WFADIC, clear.
W-A-F-U from A-B-A-W-U-O. W-A-F-U.
Hey, Sean. I am just now leaving Wally's shop, so I'm still about a half hour away. Push me at my house at 8:45. What? I can just swing by. Whatever you want to do, call me tomorrow. I don't mind stopping by.
Hey, I'll tell you what, give me a call when you get a little bit closer in, and I'll let you know.
WAPPD.